This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
All right, Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers is about to launch a major operation on the Texas border with more caravans trying to invade. But the main caravan, UN-funded, was turned back by Mexican authorities and for now is about 40 miles south. So for now, Trump has had a major victory against this UN program. Here is our own Greg Reese filing this report today for InfoWars.com.
Organized and funded by leftist NGOs, the migrant caravan was formed in the violent city of San Pedro Sula, a city in northern Honduras, and began heading north in mid-October. From the very beginning, the intentions of the so-called migrant caravan were clear. Their plans were to reach the U.S. border and cross illegally. When they reached the Mexican border, the border gates were not open for them. They violently broke through them anyway, and the Guatemalan police stood back and watched. In mid-November, they reached the U.S. border in Tijuana, Mexico, and showing no respect for U.S. law, they immediately began scaling the border fence. And on Sunday, November 25th, the caravan made a run for the border in an organized assault. They went through the canal and violently pushed through the local Mexican authorities. Dragging children along with them, they did not show any respect for the laws of the U.S. or Mexico. Instead, they tried to force their way through the border fence before being repelled by tear gas. President Trump temporarily closed the border at San Ysidro, sending a message to the Tijuana government, which has always relied on the crossing for its tourist economy. The message seemed to have gotten through. Tijuana Mayor Juan Manuel Gastelum evicted the migrant caravan from their encampment right on the U.S. border and began busing them all to an area about 30 minutes south of the border in the Mariano Matamoros area. The organizers of the caravan were furious. They wanted to be on the border to pressure the U.S. Far-left extremist group, by any means necessary, failed in their attempt to coerce the migrants into making a second attempt at taking the border. And on Saturday, after getting sworn in, newly elected President Andres Manuel López Obrador signed an agreement with El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras to create a development plan to lessen the poverty that drives people to leave. It seems as if the United Nations replacement migration agenda has been stopped in its tracks at the U.S. southern border. And as the United Nations seeks to ratify an international open borders policy, dozens of countries have already declined. President Trump's America First agenda is spreading to other countries. World leaders across the globe are learning that world peace begins at home. And if California is the testing ground for what the new left is hoping to implement throughout the rest of the country, torn and frayed, burned to the ground, and falling into darkness, then we certainly have our work cut out for us here at home before we can start trying to save the rest of the world. This is Greg Reese for NewsWars.com.
Zero Hedge reported, a recent study concluded that only 2% of the population needs to have done a DNA test for virtually everyone's genetic makeup to be exposed. And that exposure opens the door to the ultimate breach of privacy. A breach that will germinate the seed, constructing a prison planet system nanny state that would even horrify George Orwell. Bloomberg reported, currently law enforcement already has potential access to millions of people's data, said James Hazel, a researcher at Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville, Tennessee, He continued, a universal system would be much easier to regulate. Meanwhile, the creeping reality of the Real ID system is here. The New York Times wrote, currently all 50 states are either compliant or have extensions, meaning none of these residents need alternative identification. There are 28 states that are now Real ID compliant, including Texas, Ohio.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Stuart Rhodes is in studio with us, a founder of Oath Keepers, former one of the head guys for Ron Paul in his congressional office, oathkeepers.org, and he's been all over the U.S., all over our borders. Who could have believed when Ron Paul was talking about this 30 years ago, I was talking about 25 years ago, you were talking about it 15 years ago, 20 years ago, that now world government, total censorship, the Democrats allied with the Chi-Coms, that all of it would be so incredibly naked and in our face, and then when those of us that were right about all this are proven right, instead we all get censored, we don't get carried around on folks' shoulders, which I'm not calling for. The general public appreciates what we've done, but now, Stuart, it's so much clearer. I mean, you're a constitutional lawyer, you're a former Army paratrooper. I mean, you've been around the world, you've seen a lot. Historically, before we get into what's happening with the border and these migrant invasions and the rest of it, what would you call this time in history?
I would call it the battle between the people and the globalists. I mean, look what's going on in France. It's a worldwide assault on average people in the working class. So it's ironic. Has left the band in the working class long ago and aligned with globalists that trash economies and got vampires on the global economy among nations.
By the way, we'll run some B-roll for TV viewers in the background of the image of people commandeering huge cranes and then throwing police cars into burning checkpoints. I mean, these are like some scenes from hell.
Well, you're seeing what's turning into a civil war in France, basically. You've got the French people finally waking up to the reality that their globalist leaders have sold them out and wanted to destroy their nation. And they're acting like nationalists. They're acting like people that want to preserve their way of life.
You know, the good news, too, is that Macron, the literal Rothschild sex toy when he was 13 years old, he has now backed off for 6 months on the new carbon tax.
Well, he's backing off just long enough for the folks to get back to sleep again, and then they'll be back again. So this is the problem we face in our own country, too. It's this, you know, assault from both sides of the aisle. It's the establishment, it's the deep state in every nation.
I would call this World War IV, because I agree with the folks that study these things that the Cold War was World War III. And now World War IV is a new type of war. It's on every front. You're an expert on that. You've spoken to that. I mean, let's talk about who the players are in this fight, who the globalists are versus who the nations are. And it's so clear they've been exploiting the third world, now they're using it as a weapon.
Oh, completely. We saw that in Europe for the last two decades, and we're seeing it here in the United States as well. It's been going on for a long time. This is kind of frustrating about the whole caravan issue, is that's just simply the latest tactic or assault in an ongoing war on the West to flood us with third world people and overwhelm us and kill our countries. It's happening in Europe. It's happening here in the United States. It's the war on the West.
And it's so obvious when they're waving foreign flags screaming down with America.
Yeah, you got Hondurans waving the Honduran flag, burning the U.S. flag. Like you've had, Mexican people waving the Mexican flag and burning the U.S. flag. That's not who we want here, and they know it, and they don't care. And you have the leftists chanting in the streets, no border, no wall, no USA at all. They're telling you exactly what their agenda is, which is to destroy this country, destroy the West.
I want to get specifically the border operations and what you guys have been witnessing and some of the great ranchers you've got here in the Green Room. In fact, if they ever want to pop in the studio in there, I'd love to have them on, so that opportunity's there if they want it. Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oathkeepers, is here. But in the few minutes we have left before we get into that, again, what is it like to be politically active for, I don't know, more than 15 years and to see our movement really being extremely fringe, now being mainstream globally, nationalists being elected everywhere, but then seeing the globalist counterstrike of open censorship, openly allied with Juncker and the EU and the Chi-Coms, to me, it's a good feeling to see how far we've come. But as the real war has started now, it makes me upset because they have national polls. One-fifth of Americans say ban the American flag. They really hate the country. These battle lines are so clear. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't think that you'd have such a large percentage of people siding with the globalists and against their own self-interest.
Well, they've been indoctrinated in the high schools. And look at the NEA. This is the last plank from the NEA about what they called white supremacist culture they want to stamp out. So they've been indoctrinating the kids in high school and in colleges now. For generations, all my kids are homeschooled, so I'm not surprised at all. I mean, I went to Yale Law School. I saw the brainwashing was going on at Yale at the highest levels. They brainwash these kids into communism, so they teach them to hate the United States and hate their own country. And this is what's been done by the left since the 70s or 60s, actually, is they especially want to focus on blacks and Hispanics, trying to get them to believe that this country is inherently racist and oppressive and to hate their own country. But it's among also the young whites too. So I'm not surprised at all. You have a lot of useful idiots out there that have been indoctrinated to hate their own country.
Well, this is just today. Stanford telling fraternities, take down the American flag. It gives us a bad image. This is literally what a foreign enemy does. It says, take down your flag. You suck. In the fictitious, fictional 1980s movie Red Dawn, they're in a sports stadium modeled after real Soviet sports stadiums that did this, saying America's a pigsty, George Washington sucked, guns are it sounds like MSNBC, the fictional brainwashing camp, yeah, is now on television.
Well, it's right there in your face, which is kind of good. Like you said before, now the mass is coming off, they're revealing themselves what they really are, which is communists. It's communist versus freedom. That's what it's boiling down to. And of course, being manipulated by the globalists, who are neither one. They're neither communist nor are they free. They're just global dictators. They use the useful idiots on the left in this country as a weapon.
Gut level, I think intellectually, spiritually, we're turning the tide. We're waking up. We're starting to have some big wins. But the counteroffensive of the globalists is so over the top. I think if we don't recognize that this is the real assault and really don't take this serious, like you said, wake up, we're going to lose.
Well, we'll be in a fight. It'll turn into a kinetic fight. The only way to win without that kinetic fight, we have a narrow window of opportunity right now to turn things around without having to use force.
But no, I understand that. I'm simply saying if you're hit by something that is cultural, societal, genocidal ending you, if you don't recognize that this is a full assault, then you'll be destroyed. I'm simply saying we must recognize the magnitude.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And there's too much apathy right now also. I call it the Trump apathy effect. There's too many on the right have gone to sleep because Trump was elected. Like, well, we won the war. And it's just one battle. And they're not doing enough. That's what's frustrating for me. It's just why we're now going down the border. We feel a need, a duty to call attention to what's happening and to push for more. It's not enough what President Trump has done. He's done some good work, but the military deployment to the border is simply in the major crossing areas, and it's only a support function. It's not enough. He needs to deploy the full U.S. military on the border. That's what's necessary. Because if he doesn't do that, we'll be swamped, as the intent is, and the Democrats will gain a illegitimate permanent block of political power.
Well, that's right. And the left then acts like we're advocating martial law. No. Having the UN take over our police like Obama called for, strong cities, that's martial law. Having military on your border when it's under attack is called the default constitutional position.
Right. Well, Drew Wilson did this back when Ponce de Villa raided across the border and killed American citizens. He deployed the U.S. military, the full U.S. Army on the border, and then sent an expedition, a punitory expedition into Mexico to track down Ponce de Villa. So, you know, one of the patron saints of the globalists is Woodrow Wilson. He did this. So the precedent right there from about 100 years ago for the president to take action and defend the country, it's completely constitutional.
But from the time of Rome or any other system, militaries are for the border.
Well, sure, national defense. If you don't have a border, you haven't got a country. Absolutely. So he could even deploy troops into Mexico, as Wilson did, to go and hit them before they get to the border.
Well, even before Wilson, back when Mexico went all the way up into Oklahoma and even some areas of Colorado, killing miners and people, the United States is where the Marines have from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli.
Right.
I mean, the Marines have gone down to Mexico City, too.
You bet. Absolutely.
And we're not calling for that. We're just saying if Mexico and other people let their southern border open and do this as a military attack, we'll have to go down and take their government over to stop it. But Trump's even said Venezuela. That's what's causing the whole collapse northward. We've got to do something about that. We'll be right back with Stuart Rhodes. Stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Oakkeepers, oakkeepers.org, what a great organization. Be sure to go there and spread the links and support them because they've proven themselves over the decades to be a great patriot organization. Stuart Rhodes is an Army veteran. Of course, he's one of Ron Paul's main advisors. He's an award-winning constitutional lawyer trained in Yale, which really showed him how the establishment operates. We'll talk about Skull and Bones and Poppy being buried tomorrow a little bit later in the broadcast. But first, we're on the same page. I walked in here and I said, what needs to be done? And you said prosecutions. Well, I had just told them, I'm going to ask Stuart where he wants to go, but I bet he says prosecutions. Cue up the mayor of Tijuana saying, charge these people.
Yeah.
A lot of these are kidnapped kids. And you know what threatens Soros and the UN and the globalists when you see when they get most upset. Remember a month ago, Lou Dobbs has the head of Judicial Watch on, who's also a lawyer, and he's gotten documents proving Soros is getting taxpayer money to do it. Well, Soros is on the news bragging about it, too. It's not like it's a damn secret. But he has the documents. They call for Dobbs to be fired, boycott start, and News Corp says the head of Judicial Watch is now banned. Totally respected. So, it wasn't because they were lying. The news all said fake news, but wouldn't say what Lou Dobbs said. It's what Stuart Rhodes has said. So, again, anybody can search engine banned Lou Dobbs interview on the caravan. It's on Infowars.com. But Stuart, you're a constitutional lawyer. I mean, yes, get on the border, more troops. You're going to give us your assessment in the next segment, your report card being all over the 2,000 plus miles via aircraft on the ground over the years, just out in California and out here in Texas. But we'll get your report card on currently trying to put a tourniquet on the leg instead of not letting him chop the leg off to begin with. What do we need to do?
Prosecutions. There's a clear federal statute that criminalizes, it's felony, to aid and abet illegal aliens coming into the United States. And so you've got ball in your face violation of federal law that should be prosecuted. There should be DOJ indictments and grand juries being convened for the politicians in California, for Soros, for all these NGOs that are assisting these legal aliens coming into the United States and encouraging them. That's aiding and abetting. Same with sanctuary cities and sanctuary states. Same thing.
If I shut up an NGO and tried to smuggle kids in, I'd be put under the jail and I should be. And they admit that a lot of these kids smuggled in under Obama wouldn't get checked and were sex traded. Yep. That's even in the Washington Post, New York Times. So exactly. How the hell is this happening?
It's the same problem we've seen over the years. I mean, I don't understand why the DOJ under Trump is not prosecuting. He needs to clean the deep state out first in his DOJ and begin the prosecutions. That's where he has to start first. But otherwise, he can't clean anything else out. They believe they're untouchable. They can do what they want and get away with it. And so far, they're right.
And again, people say, well, Trump better do something. It's all these liberal judges are the ones that say he can't ban people from six countries when it's right in the Constitution. They're the ones suing him right now saying he couldn't block the caravan. He just ignored that.
Right. Well, that's what he should do. He should eventually just say, look, the judges can, you know, kind of what you had Andrew say, right?
Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, that's right. Andrew Jackson said, we'll let them enforce it. You know, he has to protect the country. But he should be prosecuting, I think, the governor of California, for one. The mayors that are doing the sanctuary cities be prosecuted and start there. Put them under indictment. And so the people can see. And if the judges dismiss the cases, then you know exactly what's happening. And you realize you're dealing with a judicial tyranny in this country. Force them to do that. Force them to dismiss the charges. force the judges to show their true face.
Well, every time it gets to the Supreme Court, they go 9-0 for Trump because he follows exactly the letter of the law. That's the good thing about Trump is he literally just goes off it.
Right. And that's the one acing up his sleeve on the courts is he can take it to the Supreme Court and he can crush down the lower court.
But again, when the Ninth Circuit and these Democrat Congress people are in California saying, everyone come here, we're not going to check you, and there's smuggled kids and drugs. Again, like the head of the Hillary Foundation group got caught smuggling little kids out of Haiti. She went to jail. Like, suddenly, that's crazy, man.
So he has to start indictments. He has to start pushing back against them because otherwise they have no fear. And we have to support him in doing that. And then after that, we'll see how it goes. It could be uncharted territory, or at least not since the last Civil War.
Well, I don't want to get into it on air because smart folks have told me it's probably not the best time to do it. But I've actually had Mueller literally try to set me up. I mean, I've had them come after me, and they're coming after everybody. I mean, they are really threatening. I mean, I know they've probably messed with you a lot, too. It's just it's crazy.
Expect it. Yeah, expect it for sure.
I just can't believe that they found so many traitors.
You mean who are willing to go along?
Yeah.
It's just human history. You're always going to have those who are willing to go along for their own personal gain or for their own skin.
But don't they get they lose their skin by acting like that in the end?
I think they believe that they'll be spared. This is the useful idiot problem, right? They always believe that they're going to be part of the elite and whatever's going to come. They'll be rewarded, and they won't be. They won't find out until it's too late.
Well, take Stalin. He liked Hitler because Hitler was such a murderer. And this is on record, and he thought Hitler would really make a deal with him when they divided Poland. When he got double-crossed, he wasn't seen for 10 days because he was so freaked out by it. But it was the Russians ended up having to step up and beat Hitler. It wasn't Stalin who then got the credit. Right. But it showed how he was a useful idiot, too, to Hitler.
Yeah, completely. And that's the thing, is that, you know, so the internationalist-minded leftist who truly believe that they're only helping migrants get here. A lot of them are innocent, useful idiots. They don't realize what's being done. They're being manipulated. But they have been indoctrinated to hate their own country. And in the end, they'll be crushed by the globalists. They won't have the communist utopia that they think they're going to have.
Well, that's another thing. You've got people, all the borders around Venezuela have been closed, except for UN corridors up to the United States. And a lot of these are Venezuelans. And the people coming here want communism again.
Right. Well, they're being told that. They're being told that you deserve this. You should come to this country. This country was unfair and imperialistic. And you should come here and fly your flag, burn the American flag, and we'll all be happy once you help us destroy this country.
Why do people at Stanford and the Ninth Circuit rule this out on the West Coast? Put up with them saying, take down the American flag, it's a hate symbol. And then so many people do it. It's like this religion of capitulation. Don't they get it's just going to be more, more, more?
Yeah, you can never, you're not going to complain. They'll be satisfied. You can't placate them or satisfy them. So you have to fight back. You have to say no more. Dig your heels in and just stop right there. No more.
Have you heard their radio stations are banning jingle bells?
Is that right? Why is that?
They just say it's racist. They don't say why. But again, you say, it sounds crazy, but if they can get us to agree to that, we'll do anything.
Well, that's what the NEA was said this last year, that they have to oppose white supremacist culture. And what is that? It's absolutely everything about America up until like 1972 or something. Everything before that is racist. All the founding fathers, you know, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution itself, everything's racist.
Well, that's like the old hippie saying, kill your parents.
Right. Don't trust anyone over 30, right? So anything prior to this modern age of leftist-dominated academia, anything else, any other vision of the world, is racist.
And it's always some dirty communist professor living off taxpayers for 30 years who's sitting up there saying, don't trust your parents, your dad, your mom that took care of you, that put you in the college. You're now under peer pressure going to listen to this piece of crap
right.
And hate your own parents.
He's never had a job in his life.
Like Bernie Sanders.
Exactly.
Never had a real job in his life.
Yep. Communist parasite.
But his wife's got a job looting colleges. He has three $1 million homes. He drives $115,000 Audi A8s. We'll be back.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Rhodes, a constitutional lawyer, Army veteran, patriot, former advisor to Ron Paul, obviously, and worked in his congressional offices in D.C. And he has been all over the border tirelessly with Oath Keepers. Spend a few minutes. We have a lot of new affiliates, a lot of new TV stations, a lot of new listeners. Most people know what Oath Keepers is. They may have heard what the ADL said about them or the Southern Poverty Law Center. tell people who you really are, and then you're a smart guy. You predicted a lot of this. Tell people, I mean, the facts of what you repeated during the break about we're not trying to be alarmist, but the globalists are taking the country down. Trump's a great beachhead, but he just doesn't have enough people to work with in D.C. And I'm just going to be honest. The positive news, the world's awakening. The bad news is it's going to be a long war. We're going to win. The evidence all leans towards that, big time. But it's going to be really, really nasty unless people really get aggressive peacefully and politically now. A lot of people say, I'll just wait for the U.N. soldiers to come. It won't be U.N. soldiers. It'll be your own military under globalist control. People say, oh, well, I'll do this and that. If you won't get politically active now, then you'll never fight if the time comes. And I know the listeners get that. You're the best audience in the world. I love you. But I want you to just really understand, we're not putting hyperbole out here, okay? Stuart, break it down for them.
Well, that's the thing, is that what we're seeing now is simply more attention being brought to what's been going on for decades on the border. I went down and did a leaders recon of California. I'm here doing one, did one in Arizona. I'm here doing one in Texas right now. And what we see is the same thing we've known for decades. The border is wide open. There's not enough border patrol. They don't have enough fence. The fence they have down there is 30 years old. I can hop over it right now. You can hop over it right now. Just pull yourself over it. So they need a real fence, and they need more troops. They need boots on the ground. And what it's going to take is the U.S. military. We guard the border between North Korea and South Korea effectively. We've been doing that since the 50s, but our country is wide open. So we guard borders all over the world except for our own. So we need to realize the reality is that we have to take what's happening right now, the attention being brought to the caravans, and push the president to do what has to be done, which is to deploy the U.S. military on the border. It's the only way you're going to stop it right now. The Republicans had 2 years to build, to fund a border wall and build it. They failed to do it. They got about, 2 weeks now? One last push, but I know they're not going to do it. So he's going to have to use the U.S. military. And he may have to go into Mexico, as Pershing did.
And by the way, he can use regular defense funds for this. He doesn't need funds.
Yeah, he doesn't have to go with funding. It's a matter of national security, just as he does it in Afghanistan or Iraq during a war. He can go ahead and build the wall using the U.S. military, using our combat engineers to get it done.
And this is expressly in the Constitution. This is one of the few things the president has expressed purview on.
Well, he's the commander-in-chief of the U.S. military. And so when you're being invaded by, we're in a fourth-generation warfare with the cartels, very much like the against ISIS. They're the Western Hemisphere version of ISIS. Child slavery. Sex slavery, women and children being murdered and tortured and forced into sex slavery. They're the modern-day slavers, and every bit as bad as ISIS. And so the president has the authority to do that in Afghanistan and Iraq during wartime. We're facing the same thing here. He could go in, as Wilson did, order the troops into Mexico, post up 10 miles inside, create a DMZ, stop and crush the cartels, and clean it out.
Explain why that has to happen, because the civilian law kicks in once they get across there under Democrat judges. That magnets all the people up here, the free stuff. It's got to be cut off. We've got to secure the border, like we close our doors at night or secure the airport or anything else. It's totally under the Constitution. And so if Mexico doesn't act, the U.S. military just under, it'll be dereliction of duty if, as you said, we don't move forces in 10 miles.
Right, because you've got a failed state. Mexico is now a failed narco state that's run by the cartels. It's like Afghanistan. You had a failed state there run by the Taliban.
And we've got more failed states, Guatemala and other countries, Venezuela to the south.
Right. And so, if you're facing a situation like that, you're in a four-generation warfare with the cartels invading your country and with the collusion of domestic enemies of the Constitution who are communists, who are coming right out and saying their goal is the destruction.
No borders, no walls, no USA at all.
Exactly. So what should you do about that? If you're President Trump, you should say, as the military commander, Commander-in-Chief under the Constitution, I'm going to defend this country. And just do it. And we will support him. He can also call us up as the militia. All of us veterans, I was a paratrooper in the Army. A lot of us are prior service. We'd be happy to go down there, under his command as the militia and assist the military.
And if our own military trained Iraqis didn't know which way to aim a gun, they'd have like 8 guys training 14,000. I know some of them that did it. We already have all these already pre-trained people, many of them combat decades in the military, yep. Could quickly be sworn into emergency, even state militias under federal command.
Well,
what would the constitutional order of that be, saying in a state like Texas, with somebody like maybe the model for the rest of the states to say launch it next month with Governor Abbott and the Texas Guard, which we know is already the pick of the litter of other folks?
Governor Abbott could call up all the Texas veterans as the spearhead who are already trained under their military occupational specialty and deploy them on the border. He can make them part of the state guard. But also President Trump could then turn around and federalize them and call them all.
So I said that correctly. He would move the states who would immediately be called by the president within 1 month to mobilize, prepare the force, and then the president would take command.
Well, actually, he could, if California, for example, refuses to even form a militia, he could call us up. And this is something I've checked with Dr. Edwin Vieira, who's an expert on militias. The president could call us up as the unorganized militia under federal statute right now. There's the organized militia as the National Guard, and then under federal statute, the unorganized militia is the rest of us. And us veterans goes up to 65 years of age because of our prior training. He can call us up as the militia of the United States in the federal service right now and deploy us on the border, even if the governor of California doesn't want you to go. If you're a California patriot, you can go. It can be done.
I understand, but then the media knows the public's ignorant would try to confuse that and say he's raising a vigilante army.
Yes.
But if people that could just re-sign into the State Guard, that would probably be the way to have them not be able to run around like chickens with their heads cut off.
Well, it's better if Governor Abbott, some of the patriot governor, would do that. Exactly right. But for California, if you're a California veteran and the President of the United States calls up the Texas State Guard and then your governor refuses to form one, then he can say, well, you've refused to do your duty. I'm going to go ahead and...
Well, then it goes like Lincoln and started removing governors.
Well, he should be prosecuted. What he should be doing.
No.
Prosecuted for collusion.
I'm not defending all the things that Lincoln did. Let's just say this is all... We've been down this road before.
Right. We don't want to do what Lincoln did because Lincoln did violate the Constitution.
Yeah.
So what I'm talking about is a constitutional call-up of the people as...
So what do you do if a governor orders the state police to resist the military? Because Californians basically said they do that.
Well, the state police will hopefully follow their oath. But if not, then the president can call up the National Guard and call us up as the militia and we'll go suppress the insurrection. That's what that would be. If you're executing the laws of the union, which are under the Constitution.
No, I know. That's these sanctuary cities like Oakland.
Right.
The mayor then said resist the ICE. She said resist them.
And if they follow those unlawful orders, then they're guilty of insurrection. And that's what the militia is for, is to press an insurrection.
But we all know, on average, even in leftist areas, most of the police aren't leftists because they're in the real world. They wouldn't follow those orders.
Yeah, they probably would not.
They wouldn't follow it.
Well, here's one caveat, is that you look at the red flag laws, like in Maryland, where they shot a gun owner. You had state police, and you had police officers there who would follow those orders because they're worried about their job. But I think if the president were to pull the military or the militia into California and say, we're going to execute the laws of the union, we're going to suppress an insurrection, I think the police then would do the right thing.
By the way, we're not just here saying this to be fanciful because it's exciting. We're under UN global assault. They already basically brought down Europe with 15 million military-aged men. They've done this. This country is under siege. We're under world government attack. The news is saying the president can't say the word nation. They're saying take the American flag down at universities everywhere. We're under attack, folks. This is it.
Yeah.
I just can't believe they got so many damn collaborators, man.
Well, that's why the people, like you said, there's one good side to all the warfare and the war on terror is we now have a massive pool of combat veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan. So if the president calls us up, the veterans first, because we are trained, and says, I need your help to secure the nation against both foreign invaders and domestic enemies, against this insurrection, we will answer the call.
Which we go back to Larry Grathwald and the Weathermen and the plan the commies had in the 80s to pull this, and we got manipulated, I did, by the left, saying, oh, Ronald Reagan was playing martial law. No, he wasn't. Rex 84 was a plan in case they did this exact thing to stop the insurrection. Stuart Rhodes, oathkeepers.org, is our guest, a smart cookie. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Stuart Rhodes, our guest, Paul Joseph Watson, is going to be taking over in the fourth hour. In the War Room is 3 to 6 p.m. with Roger Stone, Owen Schroyer, and, of course, Stuart Rhodes will be riding shotgun some. He's going to get some Texas barbecue with these great ranchers he brought up in the next hour, and then he'll be back on air. Please don't forget that without you supporting us, we will not be here on air. And, you know, they've tried to take away our payment processors. They've taken some of them. They've tried to shut down our shopping cart. They've tried to sue us out of existence. They failed so far, but your monetary support is absolutely essential. So please realize that we've got the biggest specials we've ever run running right now. We have 50 to 75% off store-wide. The lowest special, 50% off. Much of these are loss leaders. This is stuff we're selling at cost or below so that we don't have to pay inventory tax at the end of the year. We have exclusive 24-hour specials every day up to 75% off. And every order gets a free T-shirt that I didn't design, but it is popular, and it's a big saying out there on the web. So the crew made one. It says, "We are all Alex Jones. Don't censor me with a Gadsden flag, a black-on-white flag." It's a free shirt. You can pick your size in every order. Free shipping, 50 to 75% off. Double Patriot points in your next order, 5 to 10 points. It's usually 5. Now it's 10. All these specials have to end very soon. This is the 12 days of Christmas because a lot of these items are about to sell out. But if this T-shirt sells out, we'll go to the next T-shirt that we have that shows my face and says forbidden information. It's a great way to meet like-minded people. It's a great way to spread the word. It's a great way to fund the information war. So thank you for standing with us. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. The biggest sale we've ever had, clearance sale at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can go buy a $7 tube of colloidal silver iodine, fortified fluoride-free toothpaste, Super Blue, that we make like $3 on, and you get a $5 T-shirt and free shipping. You add all that together, you know, we're losing like $10. But I just want to move all this out and get these T-shirts out on the street. Every order gets some bumper stickers, other things thrown in. We also have the Alexa Pure Breeze. We sold out of the Alexa Pure Pro gravity-fed water filtration system. Again, end of your clearance by the great folks that produce Alexa Pure Breeze and Alexa Pure Pro water filtration. Well, that's sold out. But Alexa Pure Breeze, the four-stage ion filter. Leading competitors are normally $500, $600. It's a good deal at $300. It's normal sales $249. It's $127. They're selling it to us at cost. We make like $20. And look at all those hundreds of five-star reviews. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Don't fight the traffic. Don't fight the crowds. Support the InfoWar. Get great products, our biggest special ever, and give those to your friends and family. So, Stuart, get this segment, next segment, I've been asked a lot of questions. You made a lot of great points. What are other points you'd like to impart to the audience? I mean, I want to make this point. I know our audience is more awake than we are in many respects. We're kind of preaching to the choir. But we're reaching new people every day. And the establishment demonizes you, myself, many others. It's a badge of honor. So that people are psychologically inoculated when they hear us the first time, they don't take it serious. Just like Jim Acosta a month ago told Trump, there is no caravan. And I didn't grab the mic from the woman, and Alex Jones is a liar. I mean, they really are trying to gaslight us.
Yeah, definitely. And that's why we can't let them suppress us. Too many on the right have become afraid to even speak out. It's as though Hillary had won. They're afraid of being censored. They're afraid of being put on a list, and they're acting as though, you know, they're living under a dictatorship. And they've got to step out and say, okay, we're not going to be controlled by fear. We're going to go and do what's right. That's what we're doing in this border operation. We want our people to get out on the border, both in, when it comes to operationally and also in protest. There should be patriots on the border. I talked to Bikers for Trump about this. We should be down there in mass supporting the president and showing our support.
Oh, here's an example. We sent our reporters in the last month for 3 weeks total, off and on, you know, so Savannah Hernandez, Greg Reese, and others. And there's almost no patriots down there covering it. Instead, Antifa comes over and threatens them.
Right.
5-1, a bunch of thugs. I mean, that's not right.
Well, that's why we have to be down there. And so I think what's called upon is for us to do a full court press to get down there in mass and protest and say we're here to support the president and protest this invasion of our country and call it what it is. It's a domestic enemy, communist enemy who hate this country in collusion with foreign enemies, the cartels, who are modern-day slavers, make that point.
And they're using kids as shields.
Yeah. And so, you know, go down there and be in their face. And then at the same time, we have volunteer pilots who will be flying over the border. We've got drone operators who will be flying drones, helping to spot and report for Border Patrol. And we just need boots on the ground on the border as well to show our support. If us veterans step up as a tipping point of the spear and say we support the president with our boots on the ground, demonstrating what needs to be done, needs more troops, turn my brothers at Fort Bragg loose, my other paratrooper brothers who are currently serving. But until you do that, I'll be on the border with my other veteran buddies, and we'll do what we can to spot and report for Border Patrol.
And again, they act like it's over and above the call of duty, or they act like it's weird to care about your border. It'd be one thing if we were getting invaded by Switzerland, but we're literally being invaded by globalist-controlled, collapsed countries, and they admit this is their main attack. This is it. This is the takedown of our country. This is the plan. And so this is like not going off and fight for the country overseas. This is doing it here.
Exactly. And they're also relying on the complacency of people. Well, you know, President Trump's got this. The military should be doing this. Let the military do it, or let Border Patrol do it. Why are you trying to do their job? Well, I talked to Border Patrol agents in California that let me know that, well, one guy I talked to was from Vermont and was brought down from the border with Canada, and he was brought to California. And then in touch another guy next to him who was from California said, hey, we're being pushed west towards San Ysidro. The area where we were in is now open. And he said, we would welcome you guys to be down here to help us. Please come down. So they let us know, the guys, boots on the ground, Border Patrol, want extra eyes and ears on the border because they appreciate the help. But, of course, if you go down there, the left will label you a racist. So we have to just stop caring what the left does and go do what's right.
And also, under Obama, it's not been as bad under Trump. They give them orders to pick up trash or write tickets to teenagers drinking beer on the U.S. side. The Border Patrol doesn't need to be doing that. They need to be stopping the human smugglers, the people coming across.
Well, I mean, this is one thing that happened among the border watchers, whether they were the Border Patrol themselves or the volunteers on the border, the Minutemen, is during the Obama administration, they got discouraged because you had, you know, charter flights coming in and you had busloads being brought into the interior. It was almost a kind of pointless to even try to defend the border. But now it's different. You got President Trump, who does care about the border. It's a different paradigm. The Border Patrol's morale is up, and it's important for us patriots to get back in there with a second wind and support them.
I don't think that they've given up. I mean, for now, Mexico sent the main caravan back 40 miles from Tijuana and the San Diego border, and for now they've backed down. But the UN camps and the people we talked to are pissed. We were promised all this stuff. We were told we'd be let in, and they named the U.S. organizations that Soros funds, and we go back to that. Yeah, get down there now. Trump, put the military on the border. But cut off the U.N. funding. Cut off the State Department funding to USAID. Cut off the funding to George Soros' Open Foundation. Cut off the Carnegie Endowment funding. I mean, that's what's happening. You have these tax-free foundations using our money to destroy us.
And the daily grind on the border is the real story. These caravans are actually kind of a distraction in a way. Every day, tens of thousands come across the border. It's like
10 people, 100 people, 50 people. Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. That's the flood. That's a constant flood. And all of a sudden, here's this one issue that people look at. It's great to have attention brought to it, but it's that day-to-day grind that's going to be going on even after these caravans are gone.
And let's be clear what the caravans are. The first year Trump was in, people had the idea he had stopped people coming in, so it cut the numbers by 90%. Now folks figured out, because the UN and others run TV ads all over the world saying, no, it's open. They're showing these caravans, hoping they get through like they did in Europe 6 years ago to start the flood. That's why it's critical to cut them off. But you're right. You already have the 30-plus million that got illegally with just the porous border. It's important to expose that, but also break the main assault.
Yeah, well, it's going to take the U.S. military. And then we got to address the issue with the 30 million illegals already in the country. That's going to be a difficult issue to deal with. How do you deal with that? So we've got to stop the flood coming in, and it's going to take the military to do it.
Well, look, I mean, here's the thing. The average illegal that got here before, many of them do just want to work or whatever, but still, they're double the number that you end up committing crimes. So a lot of them are criminals that are coming in. What do you do, though, when they brought in 30 million people who were here just illegally? What do you do about that?
I think deportation is what you have to do, like Eisenhower did back in the day. You know, to be blunt, that's what it's going to take. But how do you do that when you've got, like I said, domestic enemies who now control the House of Representatives who are going to oppose you in every turn when it comes to deportation? But I think President Trump, what he could do is go deport, order ICE to go out there and find and deport all he possibly can while he's still here.
We're going to go to break, do one more segment, and Paul Joseph Watson's taking over. And it's just the truth, ladies and gentlemen. You import the third world, you become the third world. There are a lot of good people coming from the third world. The issue is they're being politicized, they're being weaponized by the Democrats, by the globalists, and that's why it has to stop. This is an attempt to break our sovereignty to the point of mainstream media even saying that we are a nation is evil and bad. That is what a foreign conqueror says, and we're not going to put up with it. We'll be right back with hour number four. Please spread the live links and tell folks about local stations.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.